thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: police arrest three suspects in murder of Chinese couple in Lusaka. State House gives opposition deadline to present objections to Bill 7. And in international news, U.S. Institute of Peace renamed after Trump.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Police in Lusaka have apprehended three suspects in connection with a murder and aggravated robbery reported on December 4, 2025, in which a Chinese couple was allegedly killed at their residence in Mariansdale, John Howard Extension. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the incident is believed to have occurred between 18:30 hours on December 3, 2025 and 5:30 hours on December 4, 2025. He explains that upon receiving the report, police officers rushed to the scene and discovered the bodies of Lee Kingming, aged 57, and his wife Liu Jashi, aged 55, both bearing multiple stab wounds. Mr. Chilabi has more details.
After intensified investigations, two additional suspects have been apprehended, bringing the total number of suspects in custody to three. These apprehensions were made during intelligence-led operations carried out across Lusaka. Police have also recovered the stolen motor vehicle, Toyota Harrier, registration number BAH9615, which was taken from the victim's residence. All three suspects remain in custody as investigations continue.
State House has given a consortium of opposition leaders until Sunday, 7th December 2025, to submit their clause-by-clause objections to Bill 7. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says a review of the open letter deposited at the State House gate on 2nd December 2025 revealed a striking omission in which the consortium condemned Bill 7 without identifying a single clause they oppose. He said anything less than a detailed submission will only confirm what many citizens already suspect. In a statement, Mr. Hamasaka has called on the signatories to progress from political grandstanding to genuine engagement. He has noted that this stands in sharp contrast to President Hakainde Hichilema's response to Bill 10 when he openly and fearlessly highlighted specific threats to democracy. Non-Governmental Organizations Coordinating Council Chairperson Beauty Katere has urged opposition political parties to put aside their differences and unite, warning that continued fragmentation will only strengthen the ruling party's position ahead of next year's general elections. Speaking when a consortium of opposition political parties paid a courtesy call on the Oasis Forum to show solidarity over the controversial Bill 7, Ms. Katere said the public is increasingly concerned about the visible divisions within the opposition, adding that unity is essential if they are to effectively represent citizens on matters of national importance. She has stressed that opposition leaders must identify and rally behind a single figure capable of providing coherent leadership.
Constitutionalism. For example, in the last few events that we have stood with people like yourself, I think we've done it very well, and it has been supported even by the UPND, which is in government today. We've held meetings in this same room to defend something that we feel is not good for the Zambians, and this is what we are doing right now.
And PF faction acting president Given Luvinda has urged the forum to weather the storm in its fight to decampaign Bill 7.
And at the end of it, we saw UPND MPs celebrating the fall of Bill 10. We stood tall over that process. The process that this bill has undergone falls short, far short of all previous constitutional amendment process. And the first ones I would expect to stand tall again are those UPND MPs who objected to the passage of Bill 10. If they were sincere then, when they stood up and said Bill 10 hadn't been a product of consultation.
Meanwhile, New Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka said the opposition parties will continue rallying behind the forum and should not drop their guard. Government has reaffirmed Zambia's recent sovereign credit rating upgrades mark a significant turning point for the nation's economic recovery and global credibility. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane said the upgrades by major international rating agencies confirm Zambia's official exit from a state of default and signal renewed confidence in the country's ability to manage its finances responsibly. He explains that the improved ratings have already begun to reinforce investor confidence, assuring both domestic and international investors that Zambia's economic and governance fundamentals are strengthening. Dr. Msokotwane has added that while government has no intention of returning to unsustainable borrowing, the upgrades will gradually improve the country's ability to secure financing on more favorable terms.
These sovereign credit rating upgrades carry far-reaching implications for our economy, our international standing, and the welfare of our people. The upgrades formally confirm Zambia's exit from a state of default to major global rating agencies. This is a significant restoration of credibility. It signals to the world that Zambia is once again a country that meets its obligation and manages its finances responsibly. The upgrades reinforce investor confidence, and rating agencies recognize Zambia as a more credit-worthy destination.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has urged manufacturers in the country to pass the benefits of economic growth on to consumers through reduced prices of goods. Speaking at the Zambia Association of Manufacturers annual general meeting, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga said government has made significant strides in reducing the exchange rate, inflation rate, among other economic indicators. Mr. Mlenga said these improvements should translate into tangible benefits for Zambian citizens across the country.
Who is going to help me as your public servant in the Ministry of Commerce to get these prices down if you don't help me? The challenges you gave me, fuel reduced by 10 kwacha, nothing came down. Inflation 23 to 10.9, nothing came down. Fuel 35 to 25, nothing comes down. How do I survive? Then I think I need to make a tax here, to make tax here to end so that I do that. It's a tool, it's a trade, colleague. If you pass on these benefits to me, because of the four fundamentals, you remain with one. Observation of a benefit must be seen somewhere. It's the only way I will talk to the public and they'll say, aha, it is happening.
Meanwhile, Mohamed Umar has emerged as the new president of the Zambia Association of Manufacturers, replacing Ashu Sagar.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
President Donald Trump's name has been added to the U.S. Institute of Peace Building in Washington after the Department of State rebranded the organization on Wednesday. The president's name was added in large block capitals ahead of a peace agreement signing ceremony between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo to be held at the location today. The institute was founded as an independent non-profit think tank funded by Congress, but efforts by Trump's administration to exert control by cutting staff and budgets has resulted in a legal battle between the two sides. The BBC has more on other global stories.
President Putin has arrived in India for talks expected to focus on trade and expanding defense ties. It's the first visit by the Russian leader to Delhi since he launched the full-scale invasion of Ukraine.